United States weighs new action against a very dangerous militant group that may be as big a threat to the United States in Afghanistan as Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. The Obama administration appears ready to formally call the Haqqani Network what so many people believe it is, a terrorist organization. Our foreign affairs correspondent Jill Doherty is over at the State Department. She's been digging on this story. Jill, what are you learning?
Well, Wolf, you know, the political pressure here in the United States has been building to put the Haqqani Network on that list of terrorist organizations. But what really put force behind the argument is a violent action by the group itself. Violent attacks in Afghanistan. American blood spilled.
Haqqani operatives planned and conducted that truck bomb attack, as well as the assault on our embassy.
Now, U.S. officials tell CNN Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on the verge of designating the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani Network as a foreign terrorist organization. One official says, I think you'll likely see some action fairly soon.
This step is long overdue.
Behind the scenes, U.S. officials tell CNN the decision has been debated for months. The Treasury Department already has targeted individual members of the terrorist group for sanctions, freezing their assets. Publicly, the State Department says the Secretary has been pushing Pakistan to break its links with the Haqqani Network.
We've made absolutely clear that the Haqqani Network is job one, that we want to do it together, and that's the conversation that we're having now.
Some in the military, they say, pushed for that terrorist designation. But others in the administration argued it could hurt efforts at splitting the Haqqanis from Al-Qaeda, a process called reconciliation, even push the Haqqanis away from a possible peace deal. But, says one expert, few in the administration now have much hope for any reconciliation.
Every indication is that the Haqqani Network is getting more extreme, not less extreme, and that it's not the case that they are mostly affiliated with the Taliban and maybe a little bit affiliated with others, but that they are affiliated with whichever radical element is most active at the time.
What's more, some officials tell CNN economic sanctions could do little to a network that has almost no assets in the U.S. Another concern, potential damage to the already strained U.S. relationship with Pakistan, which American officials have accused of supporting the Haqqani Network. Now, putting individuals and not organizations on that terrorism list actually has been done before. In fact, one official pointed out that the Taliban themselves are not on the list of foreign terrorist organizations, although individuals who are members of the Taliban are on the State Department list of designated terrorists. Wolf?
Jill, if the U.S. does designate the Haqqani Network as a terrorist organization and the Pakistani government, its intelligence agency, continues to cooperate and support the Haqqani Network, would that automatically force the Obama administration to sever that $2 billion a year aid package to Pakistan?
You know, it could have repercussions because absolutely when, you know, that's one of the difficulties in holding some of this up, this decision, is that the repercussions of making that determination that they are a terrorist organization would lead you to say that the ISI is supporting it, which could lead you to that step. And it could be a radical and important step.